I am Fightback Ninja, and I will help you to fight back against scammers, spammers, and time wasters.
Amateur detective recovers stolen money. Gideon Roseman was scammed out of a lot of money. He had builders working on his home, and fraudsters hacked into the builder's email system. They sent a message to Roseman impersonating builder and asking for a down payment to start work. Roseman paid £20,400 to what he thought was the account of his builder. The next day, his wife Esther found an email from the builder warning his customers that his email had been hacked, and Roseman realized his payment had gone to the hackers. The builder had checked his emails and found messages to a number of customers demanding payment to a bank account he didn't recognize. Roseman said, "I wasn't filled with optimism when I spoke to my bank, so I felt as though the only way I'd get my money back is to take things into my own hands." Now, Roseman is a barrister, so he has a head start over most of us in dealing with the legal systems. He went to the High Court in London to apply for the fraudster's bank account to be frozen. The judge agreed. It appeared he had been the victim of fraud and granted the order. Mr. Roseman then contacted Santander Bank's court orders department and it froze the account. He soon received another email from the fraudster asking for more money to cover the VAT. Mr. Roseman played along and managed to obtain the sought codes and details for another two bank accounts, one at Barclays and one at Santander. He then returned to the High Court to get those accounts frozen as well, and the judge again approved his application. The court ordered Barclays and Santander to release all contact details and bank statements for the frozen accounts, and using these, Mr. Roseman tracked down £5,655 in several Santander accounts connected to the fraudster, and the bank agreed to return the money. He also noted the scammer had transferred around £5,000 to a haulage firm, which then repaid the money. The bank accounts also revealed £9,150 was transferred out of the fraudster's account more than 24 hours after Mr. Roseman had first reported the incident to Barclays. Barclays denied any delay, but later agreed to pay the remaining £9,150. It also added £200 compensation. This left £395 outstanding, which the builder took off his bill. Mr. Roseman said, "Hopefully I've shown that despite what the banks might say, it is possible to track down cash after it's disappeared and get the money back. My advice to scam victims is to act immediately. Call your bank, gather evidence, and instruct a solicitor to go to court as quickly as you can to freeze the accounts." Well done, Gideon Roseman, a true ninja. I am Fightback Ninja. Check out my blog online, fightback.ninja.